It's just the sheer magnitude of the thing. You know, you talk about the worst in India's history. It may be the worst blackout, the most enormous blackout in the history of the world. Admittedly, the lights or the power was off for only 2 days. So it's enormous to think that, you know, with over 600 million people without, service was restored, you know, within a relatively short period of time. Think about what happened in the wake of various hurricanes in the rest of the United States. 600 million people, you're talking about something like the combined population of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So just enormous, eh?
Yeah, no kidding. You can't, if you don't have any lights and power, you can't do business. Are there any numbers yet on business losses?
No, there aren't. I think what people are talking about, first of all, is how did it happen? Why did it happen? You know, and there's all kinds of speculation. One thing that I think is extraordinary is that the power minister, who blamed the crisis on Indian states, there are 28 and 20 were affected, basically said because they were taking more than their quota of power. Now, various states have denied that. The bottom line is demand in India has soared. It's astronomical. But the system is old. It's antiquated. The infrastructure just isn't there to support the demand. And it sounds like that's what this is all about. There hasn't been anything like this in the country since 2001. So, you know, this kind of thing, failure, is fairly rare. But you can see the possibility of it happening again. And so I want to know who's going to bid to go in there and start pulling the wires and putting in new ones.